Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I won't. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Online a little bit ago.
Oh, were we? I had an issue. I will have to say I was a little frustrated, and I don't know what's going on. It's not my internet connection because I double, triple checked that yesterday. I had logged on, and literally within 10 seconds of me being online, I got kicked off. Same thing today. And I'm like, what the chuck, fuck?
Weird.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it was really weird. So checked, and I was completely online. So I don't know. It is what it is. You know, every once in a while that happens.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I was, like, busy. I had some anal motherfuckers on today. I mean, literally, anal. Like, hello, bend over, anal time. I'm like, oh my God, my mouth is so fucking sore right now. I was like, please, no, it still hurts from yesterday. Oh my gosh. So today is absolutely amazing. We are going to have here in a little bit the cute, sexy, fun, I want to call her a little spinner because she is. She's like so tiny and just like yummy. Amber Lilly, who is also a fellow webcam model, she's going to be on live here in a few minutes. But before we get to all of that, I'm going to let Miss Sexy Angela, you know, shout out all these Dollhouse Radio announcements. So let me get to the announcements and then we'll get right back to the show. All right, you silly little sex monsters. Okay, Sage, we'll be right back after these announcements.
All right.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Announcements, because I would totally screw that up if I even tried to think about doing it. My brain already hurts thinking, wow, could I ever accomplish that? Negative.
Yeah, that was a mouthful.
I know, right? And her voice is so sexy. Like, she does it so calm. And it just goes right with the music. And I'm like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. I would be throwing out the F-bomb somewhere and saying things that... And Dave would probably be like, okay, Sammy, we're so kicking you off the show now. He's like, you were so in a timeout for quite a while. Oh, my gosh. I love it. But we have so many sexy women and men. I'm not going to leave you men out. We got some sexy bitches on this freaking radio network.
Yes,
seriously.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah,
and my butterfly queen. So how's the Butterfly Airlines going? You been flying around?
Fabulous. Like, oh, yeah.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least this week I don't have anything screwed up, or today on the show. Everything's working fine. My mic is working. My headphones are working. Everything is cool. So that way when Miss... sexy little spinner Amber, when I get her on the air here in a little while, I won't have anything messed up. I'm still trying to figure all this shit out, which I'll get it down to a T here soon.
You'll become a pro soon enough.
That's right. And if not, you fake it till you make it.
There we go.
That's what we do, right? Fake it till you make it. Just smile, look pretty, and, you know, do what you got to do. So there, sexy mama. Anything new going on with you and your studio and your yummy little models?
Not this week.
Not this week?
Unfortunately.
Ooh, what are your plans for VD Day? Valentine's
Ooh,
Day.
I'm getting treated to the big fancy steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really excited about.
So how do you like your steak? Do you like it a little soft?
I like it a little pink.
Oh, this is why we get along. You like my pink meat, and I like your pink meat.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, Atlanta. So we're going to have so much fun with Amber. We are going to have some fun.
Oh, we are.
I just, seriously, isn't she just, like, the most adorable? Like, you just want to just, like, pick her up and, like, I don't, she's just so damn cute.
Yes, she is.
I love that little chica. She is. And she cracks me the fuck up. When she's on cam, she is just down to earth. I mean, like, she's, like, so down to earth and real. And she will tell you, like how it is. Like, she just knows. A lot of women,
yep,
girls take heed to that. It really, really makes a difference in your camera. Don't act
crazy. Sure does.
Right?
Yeah.
My gosh, yeah. So,
what's
Valentine's
going on with
Day,
you? What's now, new with you?
You know, not too much, really. Just, you know, now I'm actually getting back into the swing of things, getting back into webcamming more, and just, you know, doing my thing, masturbating, it's a great time.
What does Furby have planned for
VD Day? Do you know what's so funny is? For VD Day, I like to say VD Day, just so it screws people up. They're like, VD Day? I'm playing the nice wifey whole dinner. We're doing crab legs, lobster, and a little steak. I might throw in some seared scallops and, you know, and then a little yum yum afterwards. Yummy champagne.
Ooh.
Some chocolate. All those goodies that go on Valentine's Day thing. You know?
Ooh.
You know, he might get lucky. I don't know. We'll see.
If he's a good boy.
If he's a good little furry, he'll get lucky. We'll see. I might put a little necktie around him and make him crawl around the house for a little while.
You're going to need to record that.
I know, right? Yeah, because there ain't no anal going on. Because I'm butthurt right now. Ain't nobody touching the ass. Only the front end, not the back end.
Sure, he'll be happy at either end.
Better be. I was actually going to, because, you know, I was just on cam right before I had logged into the show, and I was like, crap, I'm going to take my laptop in, have my webcam on, and damn Furby, our computer, we have, I need to upload, or I need to redo all the, like, not settings, but, you know, like the flash player, and I need to upgrade everything in here, so I'll do that for next week's show, because next week, so tonight we have on Amber Lily, and then next week we have on Bo Blake and Gina Gold. So we're going to have a foursome. Tonight's a threesome, next week is a foursome. So that's going to be one hell of an interesting show. Yes. We're going to have us some yummies going on. Oh, and
there,
you know,
are.
What? Okay, I got to throw this out here right now, only because I'm looking at my Twitter feed, and I'm seeing, you know, all these affiliates that are tweeting, you know, that I'm on cam right now. Hey, hello, I logged off. You should have paid attention to the Twitter beforehand. Duh. I'm not gonna say the affiliates. I'm just gonna say you should have been paying attention because now you just tweeted that for nothing, and they ain't gonna see my titties and my ass. So okay. Let me do this. I want to bring in this yummy, sexy little chica. When I say little, she is the cutest, littlest thing ever. And if you guys don't know who she is, you're freaking stupid. Like, she is a yummy. Oh, and she totally loves Star Wars because I've seen her.
She does.
I've seen her Star Wars gear. She loves it. And she cracks me the fuck up. Especially, oh, and she does Tiki Tuesdays.
If you guys yes, don't know I saw what that. She was trying to pick out her drinks.
Yeah. Right? I love it. Oh,
she's
my
got
gosh.
The right idea.
I need to have her. Yeah, I need to have her on the Sammy Cocktail Hour, too, so that way we can go over drinks. So let me chime in this cute, sexy little chica for Lily. Are you there, darling?
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
I can
hear
you.
Am I here?
I can hear you.
Can you hear
me? Am I there? Yes?
You're here. You're here. Yes, can you hear me now? Are we
well,
doing
I'm
a Verizon commercial?
Yeah, am I here now? Am I there? Where am I?
You're here now. You're here. Well,
what's happening?
You're in cyberspace.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I was very flattered to
no.
be invited to the show. Thank you.
No, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us. I absolutely love you and adore you. You're so cute, and I wish I could just pick you up and put you in my pocket and bring you home with me to do a cam show. That would be
ready?
Yummy. We could put on cute little costumes and like
totally
rock it. Yeah. I don't know
yes.
what I would be.
Sounds
I'd
naughty.
Be like 6 feet. I'd be like 6 feet taller than you.
Well, I am short. That's true. I am tiny. You made me sound like super tiny. Like,
you are super tiny.
I don't know.
When I saw you two,
I remember
you
I was here. Right
yeah, right. Like I had on my 7-inch heels, and here she comes up to me and she hugs me and she's like right at my tips. And I'm like, holy
good place to be,
Batman. It's perfect.
I was at tip level on everybody. Everybody is running around in like these big shoes, and I'm like, I'm right at boob level. This is perfect. Perfect. I was just there as a tourist. It was so loud, and I was so drunk within, like, a couple of hours. I'm like, this is the only way you can deal with the loudness of the AVN show. Like, I don't
God.
Even remember
did you go this?
How many, like, how many Zen and Tonics I was in. I did not go this last year. I decided I would just stay at home this time. And then it was a good thing because I ended up being sick. Me and the Hubster were both sick, so it was good that we didn't go to Vegas.
Oh,
oh man.
That sucks.
But, yeah. Maybe next year. Yeah, I don't know.
So I have to. I want to ask a couple questions there, sexy mama. So how long have you been webcamming?
Technically, I have been naughty on the internet since about 1999, which is the era of dial-up.
Holy
and it wasn't really freaking. Webcamming the way that we know it now. It was much smaller, and the picture, you know, refresh rate was, you know. Forever, I could go get a drink
right?
and come back and you know, be posed in front of my webcam. So it was very different from how it is now. Now it's like a freaking TV show. And
oh,
for some people,
well,
it is.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is a TV show.
It is.
Literally.
So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially you opt into the TV show option on the streaming there, yeah.
Right. So
but,
then do you work on multiple sites, or are you just on strictly on StreamMate? Or do you, like, me, you work? Because I don't work only on StreamMate, because I like to have a diverse, you know, life. I like things.
I wanted to know about her cam model store.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yes.
This is the dawn of my trying to experiment. I had been StreamMate only for 4 solid years. And then I was being bombarded with requests for let's do Skype. And then the nice folks at Cam Model Store came along and they're like, let's just hook you up with a store, and you can go through us to sell your Skype shows and your panties and whatever else you might want to. And so I've opened that up recently. That store opened in December. So it's a nice
that
way.
Awesome. How is that working out for you?
It's not the busiest thing ever, but I'm only doing Skype sessions. I'm only making them available on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I can devote the rest of my cammingness to streaming. And now I'm going to start on my free cams, which is kind of intimidating. But I want to have Cheeky Tuesday.
Oh, you're brand new on there. So you're brand new.
I haven't even started streaming on my free cams yet.
You know, I have streamed on there, and it's interesting. But you have it's interesting. But you know, when you have a good following of, you know, I call them sex monsters, whatever. If you have a good following of fans, it's, you know, good for you because you can tweet to them or email them or message them, and then they can come over and see you. And it's, you know, free cams is great. It was great for the girls who first got started on My Free Cams. They do very, very, very well. And for us, you know, girls who are trying to jump onto another site, it's always interesting. But if you have a good following, you'll be fine. I'm not going to lie.
Very optimistic.
I like your Tiki Tuesday.
I'm very excited that it's coming back because I've missed it. I have missed Tiki Tuesday like crazy. I'm like, man, I got to bring this back. And it'll be bigger and better than ever because now that it's going to be on my free cams, I have to come up with games and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, you
that's
going to
be
fun.
Special.
See, that's one of the things, honestly, like with my free cams and which the other site that I do is camcity.com. And you can do all those. You can actually share. Well, I share my Twitter on StreamAke. I'm just like, whatever. Does it really matter? Don't fire me. It'll be a big mistake.
I know. Well, I try to be good. The StreamAke rules are they're kind of oppressive.
Extreme?
It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
They're extreme. It's like, hello, we're on a sex website. Can we, like, have some fun here? And, like, I mean, I understand the whole not showing our vajayjay because I really like us not doing that. Showing tits? Yeah, show your goddamn tits all day long. But showing vajayjay?
No,
okay,
I'm hanging out topless for the time. Cupcakes are out.
Yeah.
Cupcakes are out. Free cupcakes.
Oh my gosh, are you gonna frost those with some red frosting for Valentine's Day for us?
Possibly, maybe. I might even be on webcam Valentine's Day. Ooh,
you know, I'm debating. The husband might fire me if I hop on Valentine's Day, but I'm thinking I might try just for a little bit, like early morning. I'll be like, hey, happy baby day. We'll see. I don't know if I'll get the go ahead on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to talk my hubby into taking me to see 50 Shades of Grey, and that's like
that's
you know,
what I kind of want to do too.
Yeah.
Really?
Special Yeah. The soundtrack is awesome.
The soundtrack is awesome. It is.
Yeah. I'm excited. The Beyonce song was phenomenal.
Right.
I don't have a whole lot of hope in the movie being like, you know, really good, but there's going to be like naked people in it and stuff. So I think I can consider it. You know,
can't go wrong with naked people.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I can see this happening now because this movie's so talked about. I can already see there being a 50 Shades of Grey porn parody already being. It's already probably in production right now.
It's probably already filmed. They're just
yeah. It probably is. And I haven't seen any tweets or haven't had any messages about it. But I guarantee you, it's already in production, boys and gargoyles.
I bet you're right.
The 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, you know the soundtrack, amazing, awesome, love it. But. Theater to watch a yummy, sexy movie that I want to see full out hardcore sex that I could see at my house. You know what I mean? Like, let me watch it at home.
You could go to the drive-in. It's playing at one of the drive-ins here. That way, you know,
that could be fun.
Hubby into. It's like, go to the drive-in to see 50 Shades of Grey suit. If you want to get it on, you're in the car, and everybody else is probably going to be getting it on in their car, too, so you don't got to worry.
It's so funny. Oh, my God, Amber, that's so funny you bring that up, because when I was on the phone, on my show on Monday with Sierra Dubai, we were talking about the drive-in movies, and she's like, what? She goes, didn't those go away with, like, the dial telephone or the payphone? I'm like, well, not in San Diego. I'm like, we got them everywhere. I'm like, we have drive-in theaters, like two or three here. She's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, girlfriend, the sun is out all the time. We got drive-in theaters. And you can get naughty if you park in the back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's where it's going.
That's what I'm thinking. I want the nachos, the drive-in, you know, nachos, because those are good.
I did that.
No, and if he's eating them too, then it doesn't matter if we have nacho breath. And then we can watch, you know, 50 Shades of Grey and have a good time. Happy Valentine's Day.
Terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. So then, do you have any yummy, like, fun shows coming up? Like, when are you usually, what's your main time frame that you're on your webcam?
I like to catch everybody right as they're going to bed, because I like to jack off right as they're going to bed. And then I like to stay awake all night long, because I'm, like, this enormous, like, night owl person. It's really big.
Oh, my gosh.
Night owl. And then
are
I stay awake in the wee hours of the morning, pretty much. Yeah. And then when they're awake in the morning and they got to jerk off before they go to work, I catch them then, too. So that's kind of my schedule.
I love it. I used to do that all the time, and then I got to where I was like, no, I can't do it. I can't. I'm like, I cannot literally be on cam after 10 p.m. my time, which would be Cali time. I'm just like, the next day, because I do so much during the day, I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. And I've got guys messaging me, and they're like, will you please do a really, really late night show at like 1 o'clock in the morning? And I'm like, yeah, if you pay for a Skype show, I'll gladly set my alarm and I'll be on there. But other than that, no. I'm like, hey,
no, I understand. It's difficult. I'm not going to say that it's not. And then a lot of times I'm sleep deprived. So I'm not drunk on cam anymore, because StreamMate doesn't want us to be drunk on cam anymore. I am sleep deprived because I'm awake forever, running all of my housewife errands during the day. And then being, you know, cute little sex bot cam girl all night long.
Dinner.
And that's kind of what I'm doing.
Dinner.
That's me. That's why I'm so weird. That's why I say all that weird shit, like, on cam. Oops, sorry, Candy. Oops. But, yeah, no, that's why I say all those crazy things. It's like, well, it's deprivation.
I love it. I love it, though, because you are just so, like, you're fun. And you are, and, like, you've been doing this, you know, a long time, like, you know, longer than me. And I'm not sure if longer than Sage, but it's like we are seasoned webcam models. And you know what it takes to be a fun, amazing webcam model to where everybody wants to come back in and see you. It's like they're there because you keep it fun, you keep it real, and you keep everybody intrigued. And that's why they keep coming back. Seriously.
That's my objective. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a true webcam model. Everybody out there listening, girls and guys and couples. You don't keep them intrigued, and you just sit there and type, and you look like you're pissed off, and guess what? You ain't going to laugh.
No, you need to have fun. I mean, I want everybody just starting to, of course, take the job very, very seriously, but you need to have a kind of lack of seriousness while you're dealing with somebody's purpose on the end.
Right, and that's what me and Sage were talking when we first started in the show, you know, a few episodes ago. It's like, we said, it's like, if you don't treat, when you start webcamming, if you don't treat it as a job, you absolutely will not make it in this industry. Will not. Because it's a job.
No. It's much harder now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. For new
there are so many more women doing it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it can still be done.
It can. can, as long as you just smile, look pretty, have fun with it. You are going to, I say, yeah, the six-month rule. Six-month rule. Do not give up for 6 months. If you give up before 6 months, then go back to McDonald's. just saying. Or Target or wherever you decided to leave your job from.
yeah.
Wherever you bought your webcam
from. I've not had a quote-unquote real job for over a decade. It's like, it's been a really long time.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, before I had my tanning salon, I was bartending before this. I was telling Furby, I was like, there is no way in hell if anything happened to webcamming. I said, I will start up some sort of sexual something. I said, I will not go back to work for somebody else. I can't do it.
No way.
Ain't going to happen.
I would go back to stripping. Even though being a stripper in California kind of sucks ass, I would still go back to stripping because I did that for 4 years. I was still webcamming at the time. I would just head cut back on webcamming.
Well, you lasted longer than me. I only lasted like a year and a half.
Sometimes that's all you
need.
Good.
No. I was like, ain't working for me. No. No. Oh, my gosh.
It's challenging, but... Yeah.
It is a challenge. It's like, you know what, honestly, being a dancer, whether it be burlesque or it's, you know, full on, you know, you are being a naughty little chica, it is more mentally grueling working in a strip club than it is turning on a webcam. And a lot of these dancers out there don't realize that.
Very much so. Yes. No. But there's the, you can look at someone at the club and know what you need to do in order to sell them, you know, on the idea of spending lots of money and time with you, like on you, and you're the one. And on webcam, it's harder, especially now that we're really more focused on these large group show experiences. That's kind of the way things seem to be going on streaming here lately. I'm kind of like, it's harder to get them to fall in love with you that way.
Well, no, honestly, the problem with StreamMate right now is, StreamMate, I love you to death. I've been there 5 years now, going on 5 years, and I love StreamMate. Everybody knows it. I love StreamMate. I'm knocking you. Don't kick me off when I log back in later.
I know. I don't even know how many times I've said that. But
what I am going to say is, I will say that the gold shows have killed a lot of models, and the new girls, it's so hard for new girls to compete with the girls who've been on StreamMate for so long, and they have a following. I think that, which somebody else who isn't here right now will agree with me, if there would have been, say, across-the-board line for models that were, you know, say, only 5-star models or had a good following, they were given the gold show. And you should have to work for it. You should really have to work for gold show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what you have to do to get them now is too easy. It's very easy to get the gold shows now.
Yeah. Yep. And there is a lot of girls, I'm not going to lie, you don't deserve it. Y'all don't deserve it.
No, I think I agree. They're privileged, and I think there should be some limitations on them. I don't think you should get to run gold shows nonstop all day long. I just don't. I don't agree with that. Yeah. And that's kind of the way that things are going these days. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to be doing, in addition to, like, it's not just gold shows, it's the $0 gold shows. And I understand $0 gold shows. I started on a network that doesn't exist anymore because they start giving too much of our content away for free. then they went under. And I'm kind of like, I'm seeing that starting to happen a little bit with StreamMate, and it makes me a little bit sad. Because I'm like,
it shouldn't even exist. The $0 gold shows, I'm sorry. If I'm going to put in a $0 gold show for a 10-minute show, 5, 8, whatever, my vagina is worth more than $0.
I don't care who's tipping in. A couple of guys. Buying out the show so the girl still reaches your goal, but we're conditioning customers who've put credit card information into the site into the idea that they don't have to pay for it if they just hang out. Mm-hmm. And the only problem I really have is, I mean, that's what's happening over on my pre-cam. So, you know, there's a lot of guys just hanging out watching for free. But on my free cam, it's a public platform. And StreamMate is still a private platform. I can't discuss my websites on StreamMate. I can't discuss my Twitter or any of my other social
profiles. You can't. No, you can't. Uh-uh.
We're not supposed to.
We get in trouble.
It's just like, dude.
We get in trouble. Or you have the models that love to record, like model haters that love to record if you do or say something wrong, and they record it and send it to the office.
They do. And that's why I am not doing Tiki Tuesday on streaming. That's why I can't come back to streaming. Because I can't be surrounded by bottles of booze and be obviously under the influence after, you know, a drink
or
two.
You know what? Put really pretty labels around them. Just make them pretty with, like, all this tiki stuff. And
I just don't want to. I want my adventures and alcoholism to be on display. I'm like, I think you should be impressed with the amount of alcohol I can consume and still do this.
Right? And
some guys like that.
I'm going to say that Ms. Amber Lily can consume a lot of alcohol for her tiny body.
Yes.
She knows.
I get bonus points for this.
Yeah, she knows how to swallow, and she can take it down really good. Oh, wait, are we talking about alcohol or cock? Oh, wait, alcohol. Sorry, I got off track.
Yeah.
Got off track this
time.
Okay, we've had somebody on hold for a very long time. I'm going to start, and you know what, Mr. 352, I have to put you in now to talk to Amber. Because I'm assuming you're calling in to talk to the cute little spinner, Amber Lily. I'm going to always call you a spinner because you're just so damn cute. You're like just.
Thank you for that. My husband would disagree.
I want to put on, like, oh, my God, well, I'm going to slap him. I'm going to put on a strap on, and then I'm going to go up behind you, and I'm just going to spin you really fast because I know I could.
Oh, my.
Okay, so I'm going to put. Okay, 352, you are on the air, darling. Who are you? Where are you calling from? And you are now connected to me, Sage, and Amber. Are you there, darling? Hello? 352, say something or go to the corner. Okay, you're in the corner.
Bad boy.
Corner. Bad little boy.
Too shy?
Well, you know, they were probably on hold for too long, so.
Yeah,
okay.
They're like, okay.
Sorry.
Amber talks a lot.
Well, are you sure it's her or me? Oh, my goodness. So, Amber, I have to ask you, do you do any, like, couple shows like Girl Girl or Boy Girl, any kind of those shows at all? Or?
I haven't. I have shot content, a little bit of content, a little bit of Boy Girl, and a little bit of Girl Girl once upon a time for my website that is no longer updating. But I will be working, I'm working on a new website that should launch sometime this year. But I am very excited about the very real possibility that this year I will get to do a girl-girl show with Miss Diamond James. We're still trying to, like, figure out what day we can make that happen. She'll be my first live on-cam girl-girl experience. So I'm like,
did you
say
Diamond James?
Diamond James.
Sexy.
Oh.
Hey.
Yes. Okay, I'm not going to lie. That woman, after having a baby, looks fucking amazing.
She is
Who
amazing.
Does that?
I'm like, wow. I still
about
get
a baby,
fan, you know, fangirly about
right
certain cam girls.
Thing.
She's one of them. Yes, she's amazing. I was very flattered, and I'm like, yeah, we got to make it work. We got to make it work. So hopefully sometime maybe early summer we're thinking.
Are you guys close to each other? Like you know,
she lives in Texas.
Area.
I live in California.
What part of California are you in, North or Southern?
I'm in Southern California. I'm closer to LA. San Diego.
Oh, shit. You're close to me. I didn't realize. I thought you lived in Vegas.
No. That's why I wasn't at the AVN. So I'm like, I would have still wandered in if I were a little bit sick. I might have still been there if I was a local, but no.
Oh,
California.
Okay, this whole, my Atlanta. Okay, we're going to have to talk after, we'll talk after next week or something.
Yeah, you guys are really close.
Yeah. I'm just like, holy biscuits, Batman. I thought you were like over towards Vegas area. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me try this 352 one more time. See if they... Okay, 352 area code. Are you there, darling? Hello? I can hear something in the background. Hello? 352, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Holy biscuits, you finally came to life.
Sorry, I didn't
know. Who are
you? This is Joseph Tanner, one of the Dollhouse listeners.
Oh,
from Houston,
Joseph.
Florida.
Yes, you are. Yes, yes.
Well, hello,
Joseph. How are you doing?
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm doing fine. Just listening to your
are
old
you enjoying
show.
Are you enjoying the show with Miss Amber Lily and me and Sage?
Yes.
Good. Is there any questions that you would like to ask, Miss Amber Lily?
I can't think of one right now.
Thinking.
I'm just like,
hey, don't think too hard. Hard though, Joseph. Come on, you can do it, Joseph.
I'm trying. This is just, let me try and, hopefully.
Okay, well, Joseph, honey, I don't have too long here because our show is going to
yes,
be
Yes, I
over
know, I
like
know, I'm
minutes.
Sorry. I'm
that's
sorry,
okay, baby,
just...
that's okay. You know what, she's going to be on again, and we're going to have another couple guests next week, so you know what, think of some questions. Like, you know, when you see my tweets and whatnot of who we have coming on, just put your questions together and then call back in. How's that sound?
I'll try.
Okay, darling. Okay, you have a fabulous evening, honey. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day to you all.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, sis.
Okay, so that was Joseph. And now, okay, do you guys know who John McDonald is on Twitter?
Yes.
TGD Jam. Amber, do you know
him? I think
okay.
So, yeah.
He is,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, okay. He, like, follows us girls on Twitter. He is probably, oh, shit. He's probably drinking some frickin' honey whiskey right now. Let's see what he's drinking right now. Okay, Johnny, baby. All right, you're on there.
Actually, I'm sober.
You are?
I'm not drinking a thing. And I don't actually technically
Batman.
I don't technically get drunk there. I just partake in to moisten the palate every now and then.
Oh,
and
got it.
Get the
okay.
old get the old creative juices flowing.
That's my excuse. You better pick a new
That's
one.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Exactly. Right there.
See, and I can identify with Amber and be in the whole night owl thing. I have insomnia, so I'm up forever and ever and a day. So I think my record is 6 weeks with an hour's sleep each night during those 6 weeks.
Holy biscuits. You know, John, I think, John, you need to get a webcam then.
I know, but I don't think there'd be too many people that want to view me.
Hey, you know what? You'd be surprised, darling. Seriously, you'd be really surprised. Get a webcam, turn it on, have a couple cocktails, and start, you know, doing what you do best.
No, that's actually funny.
You can do it, John.
It might take a while. Might take a while. I'm not going to promise miracles right out of the box, okay?
Okay, well, Johnny, baby, because our show is almost over and I want to have some more fun with Miss Sexy Amber, do you have any questions for her, love?
Oh, actually, I was going to ask her a question about starting new sites, and the question actually can go to all three of you. Do you think that it's good for girls who start out to try multiple sites to try to develop a following in each of the different places? Because it's like what you said, if you take a following along, people will follow you to pretty much whatever one you go to.
Amber, I'll let you answer that first.
Go ahead and give your full attention to one site and learn the platform and see how you do and see how comfortable you are working it. And if it's not all you want it to be, then by all means you should be investigating some different networks and some different camming options. But yeah, the more important thing for I think up and coming webcam models now is pay attention to social media as much as you freaking can and be out there and be updating, because those people are more inclined to follow you wherever you're going to go. The people that you meet over social media are going to be more inclined to follow you to the different networks and things. Because a lot of guys will be very platform, you know, specific. Like a lot of StreamMate guys just stay on StreamMate.
Yeah, a lot of them. I've heard a lot of them not like other websites like MyFreeCams because they have to buy tokens.
You're right. They don't like the experience offered on other networks, and so they
right.
they enjoy being on the one, and that's as much as they're going to do. And then there are some that are more flexible, but yeah. So if you're good at mastering the social media, you can, yeah.
No, I completely agree with that, because I've had guys where I'll take over to, like, when I adventured over to MyFreeCams, and they're like, whoa. Not only were they just, like, it's almost like they were discombobulated, because they were like, this is so different. I'm so used to, you know, streaming. It's almost like being a webcam model. Would you try to work another website and you get out of your comfort zone? You really are thrown off. Like, when you try to work another site versus the one that you started at, you are out in a different la-la land. It's like, what the hell did I just get myself into? It's like, what buttons do I push? Where is my cam? How does this work? And it's just like, guys, when they're used to seeing you on a certain platform, they know how to work that platform. And when they try to find you somewhere else, they're like, what the hell?
Yes. No, they're very confused. I have people that are very confused with wanting to do the one show over on MyFreeCams. They're like, I don't even know how to buy tokens, and I don't know how to offline tip you, and I don't know. No, they don't understand the functions. And I'm learning as I go. There's quite the learning curve with that.
I'm not going to lie. It's a lot harder to understand other websites than StreamMate. StreamMate's so easy because you log in and the guys buy the shows. You don't have to worry about tokens. You don't have to worry about, you know, all these different little things that are going on. But at the same time, it's kind of a nice thing to have and a nice, and like iFriends. I've worked on iFriends, in which I'm still on there. I just haven't been on in forever. They have so many different platforms on iFriends that there's so many different ways to make money. And it's amazing.
Yes.
And I love it. I just, my thing is, I can't figure the fucking site out.
Right. You should devote some time and energy into understanding what it is that you're working on. I've heard that I'm Live is the same. With offering a bunch of videos for sale, and there's different kinds of chatting experiences, and StreamMate is fairly streamlined in with regards to all those things. So yeah. So no, I would recommend a lot of people start on StreamMate.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. StreamMate is one of the best platforms that you can start at, because it really teaches you as a webcam model what to do and what to not do. because as
it's an easy site
starting
to start.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And the thing is, it's like when if I was a brand new model and I go on to MyFreeCam or any other website and I'm sitting there in free chat and I've never done this before and I have all these people talking and they're like, oh my gosh, or typing, I should say, show me your vajayjay, show me your hole, show me this, do this, put a toy in your vajayjay. I'd be like, excuse me? Nobody is going to come into my chat room. But if you become a model on StreamMate and you kind of establish yourself and realize that, you know what, I can really make money and do fun shows without having to do all that stuff, the girls will do fabulous on other sites that allow everything. But I really do think that StreamMate should let the guard up a little and let us do a little more, you know, like maybe showing our Twitter, not our twat, our Twitter in the background, because a lot of girls have reader boards where they could put their Twitter up or, you know, they could say, hey, I'm going to be taking phone sex calls, you know, when I'm not on cam. I think that's appropriate. Do you girls agree?
I agree. It would be very nice if they could loosen the reins a little bit. I mean, I understand that they have affiliates that they're trying to keep happy, and they don't want, you know, lots and lots of traffic leaks. But
it
would be nice if they could find some way. I mean, even on Chatterbait, they have, you know, link redirects for sending people off-site for the girls' social media.
Yeah,
profiles.
Exactly. Because I do phone sex for a verified call, and I can't even talk about it on StreamMate because I don't offer any more phone on StreamMate. It's like it's only through verified call. And I wish I could say, you know, which I say is, oh, I only offer my phone by appointment only. Which a lot of the guys, they're just oblivious. They don't understand, like, oh, I should message you. Oh, I should message you on Twitter. They don't fucking get it. Guys,
right.
Find your smart stick, not your stupid stick. I mean, dick. No. Did I just say that out loud? Oh, darn. Not me. Oh, my goodness. Girlfriends, we are, like, coming up to the end of the show. And, Amber, I want you to give all of your shout-outs and any yummies that you have to say. I want you to share it with all of us.
All right. Well, if you're looking for me on StreamMate, it's amberoncam.com. If you're going to be looking for me on my free cams, it's amberonmfc.com. There you go. And I am a Twitter junkie, so I have a whole bunch of Twitters, but the main one is at Amber Lily. There's another one for my foot fetish folks at Nymph Feet. And there's another one if you want to follow my dog and you want to follow my cat, you know, like say you don't want to follow porn on your Twitters and stuff because you're, you know, you're at work and stuff. You can find out what I'm doing through my dog and my cat. You can just like link right over. So it's at Captain underscore the cat and at Dutch underscore the dog. So if you're trying to, you know, be a little more covert with your Twitter experience, but you can follow my pets because they know where I live.
Oh my god, that is funny. That is funny.
I recommend that.
Well, you know, I saw your other Twitter for your feet. And I saw that, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, how many goddamn Twitters does she have? And then I saw the one for your pets, and I was like, this bitch is Twitter happy. I love it.
I am.
I'm like,
Twitter
I
happy.
Love it. I love it. I tried to do that with my Scooter Pie, with my pug, and it didn't work out so well because I forgot that Scooter had a Twitter.
Yeah, it can be harder to stay on top of all of the Twitters, but I am a bit of a Twitter junkie.
I'm like, poor Scooter, he's fired. He just lost his Twitter feed. I love my Scooter. I tweet peeks of it, or tweet peeks. Oh, my Lanta. I tweet peeks of Scooter. Okay, Miss Sexy Sage, what do you have for me, darling? Give me all of your yumminess.
All right, guys. You can find me at sagemontana.cammodels.com, and I will be back online probably at 5:30, 6 o'clock. You can follow me on Twitter at sagemontana1 or Instagram at sageinvegas.
Love it. And, oh, my gosh, Amber, I love you. Thank you so very, very much for joining into the show. You are so sexy, so cute, and sweet.
Oh.
And I want to have you back on again.
Oh, definitely. I would like that.
Yeah, because you actually have a lot of insight for all of these cam models out there. So, because you've been doing this a very long time, and you are a very smart girl.
Yeah, I have been around for a long time. Yes, this is true.
I know
very
you're
old.
Younger than me. Holy biscuits, Batman. So definitely, and one of these times, since now that I know, because I didn't know you were in California, we are going to talk, darling. I would love to have lunch with you one of these days. Have some like yummy talk and whatever. That would be so much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yay.
Yes. Let's
okay.
do that.
And yes, for sure. So I'll send you some sexting messages. And for everybody out there who doesn't know, you can always find me here every Monday from 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sammy's Cocktail Hour. And, of course, on Thursdays from 2... Oh, wait. Wait. I always mess up my... It's like 4... Wait a second. Time is that? Yeah, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Follow me on Twitter at SammyBricks. Facebook at SammyBrooks69, on Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69, and on my webcam, Sammy.cammodels.com, and also on CamCity.com, where I do featured shows. And for that, girls, we are out, and everybody have a fabulously amazing stroking good time when you come watch our webcam. We will talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoulders sideways, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Shoulders sideways, smack it in the air.
never see the edge of me. Sweating on my blowout. Sweating on my prestige. Trick about to go off. Mad cause I'm so fresh. Fresher than you. I'm fresher than you.